Well, we got a friend back from the West Branch Sportsman's Club. Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you coming in and talking to us about the Predator Challenge. It's the 2017 UP Predator Challenge in how many years now?
15.
And it is the oldest Predator Challenge, is that right?
That's correct. We started it, the original.
Well, it's coming up next week, and it starts on Thursday night, right? That's the registration night and dinner?
That's correct. Registration and dinner at Thursday, January 12th at Scandia Township Hall. We have a pasty supper forum. There's some other things that are going on. We've had some people give us some hats and t-shirts, and we pass that stuff out. And we try to have a DNR officer there to answer their questions. And we got a new law this year that's taken effect. You can hunt at nighttime with a high-powered rifle.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, let's talk about that for a second, just to refresh people's memory. You are now allowed to hunt with a centerfire cartridge up to .269 at night, pretty much everywhere except on state park properties. And that probably is changing the game a little bit here.
Yes, it is. We're thinking that it's going to get a lot of hunters back into the ball game here because a lot of guys didn't have a rimfire that they could use at nighttime, a .22 mag, or they didn't have the correct loads for shotguns. And so they just felt that they were losing out by not being able to hunt at nighttime, which is the best time to hunt, especially if we got a nice full moon. So it... We're hoping it's going to bring a lot of hunters back into the fold.
Well, let's talk about the categories, first of all, because coyote is the big one, and I've been hearing that some places it's up and some places they're down. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yes, I am. My camp is down in Arnold, and the people I talked to down there have said the same thing. There's lots of coyotes in some and not hardly any in the other. I was talking to... the DeBaker Farms yesterday, they still have quite a few coyotes, and they're inside the fence, if you can believe that.
Wow. And there's other categories too, right? Tell the folks what other types of fur-bearing animals that you can participate with.
The other animals are the bobcat and the fox.
And this was new this year too. There, you must have a bobcat tag. You must have applied for that bobcat tag before... You actually go to buy the license, right?
I believe that's correct.
Well, that's a really cool thing about the nighttime coyote hunting. Please be aware of the whole bobcat situation. If you're not, again, you're going to have a DNR officer at your registration meeting Thursday, January 12th?
Yes, it is. From 4:30 to 7 at the Scandia Township Hall.
Okay, perfect. If they want to find out more information about getting involved in the 2017 UP Predator Challenge, who should they call, and where can they find out more info?
They can give me a call at 346-9223, or my cell phone is 360-1024.
Mike, I appreciate the info. Can you hang around and tell us what you got for prizes and how things are going to go for registration of the animals, too?
Yes, I can.
We'll be back with Mike from the West Branch Sportsman's Club 2017 UP Predator Challenge in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.